unique qualities do you have, you think, that qualifies you above the other candidates to be president of the United States?
I think I'm talking more than the other candidates, not of Franklin Roosevelt in the 30s and not of the Great Society programs. There's a lot of good in both. But I'm saying that the 70s and 80s are going to be different. We're at the end of an era of cheap resources. We're at the end of an era in Cold War and foreign policy. We're going to have imagination and new kinds of programs in the 70s and 80s, and I've tried to delineate these with some specificity in my campaign. I think I've had a record in the Congress of vision and imagination, of trying new things out. That's what we've got to do, and if they don't work, we try something else. I've also been a leader out in front in the Congress on this whole ethics corruption question that bedeviled us in recent years. I was disclosing my finances 12 years ago when it was a big joke. I fought the seniority system in the House among the very earliest to do so. I helped lead the fight for clean elections law. Those who were in common cause, the Udall Anderson bill was the vehicle for the new clean federal elections law.
Where do you stand on gun control?
I'm not for registration. I'm not for abolition of the private right to own guns. But I do think we ought to work very hard to restrict these cheap Saturday night specials, which can only be used to kill people and commit crimes. I don't think the Congress is ready for a national gun control law yet. The action is going to come at the state level. I'm encouraged by this great experiment that's going on in Massachusetts, where some pretty substantial restrictions were put on carrying guns in outside homes and offices and this kind of thing. And I would they were able up there to get the support of hunting organizations, some of those who've opposed gun control in the past. I would hope that we'd continue this search to try to find ways to get some of the guns out of the hands of the criminals and unstable elements in our society that have them. But I'm not sure the answer is a federal law.
Where do you stand on busing?
I think busing is a remedy to be employed in those cases where it'll work, and the court orders, when they're made, ought to be obeyed. But, you know, we've dumped on the courts a tough, divisive social problem, and courts are not equipped to handle social problems. The load has been put on the schools. It ought to be put on housing and in other areas. I think the poor blacks and the poor whites in Boston probably want the same thing, but we haven't given them much help. There hasn't really been much leadership, and I'd like to see a president who'd lead out and tap the strains of goodwill that still exist among the races in America to find some solutions to this problem.